Steve Lacy is a pioneer of the soprano saxophone in modern jazz, who tours the world from Paris and makes a lot of records. Roswell Rudd is a trombonist living in Woodstock, who had hardly toured or recorded at all since the Carter administration, until he returned to active duty in the mid-90s. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Lacy and Rudd have one of the greatest partnerships in jazz, even though they hardly ever play together. Their new album is only their fourth in the 40 years since they first teamed up. Kevin says the old magic is still there.
Steve Lacy and Roswell Rudd on Thelonious Monk's Pannonica. Lacy and Rudd had a band in the early 60s that only played Monk tunes. His music is piano-oriented, but their quartet had no piano. To compensate, they got in the habit of filling in behind each other's solos, to sketch the form or suggest a background, or offer encouragement or support. Lucky for us, they slide back into the habit whenever they find themselves without a pianist. That's the case on their new CD, Monk's Dream, with Lacy's excellent rhythm section, bassist Jean-Jacques Avenel and drummer John Betch. Listen to how Lacy sneaks in behind Rudd on a blues at a perfect moment. Something beautiful about that odd couple combination. Trombonist Rudd's blasts and bluster versus saxophonist Lacy's cool elegance. In the 60s, some modernists stressed the connection between free jazz and early jazz because both featured collective improvising by the horns. Unlike most modernists, Steve Lacy and Roswell Rudd had played a lot of Dixieland gigs and knew that collective improvising there is no free-for-all, but observes a hierarchy of lead and supporting voices. When Rudd and Lacy play together, they may shift discreetly between foreground and background roles. Call it New Orleans counterpoint. I wish more horn players showed the gumption of these fellas, stepping in each other's way like that. Many musicians consider it bad form to comment while another soloist has the floor, including some musicians bored by endless strings of isolated solos. Rudd excels at such kibitzing, and as usual, he brings out Lacy's earthy side. But Lacy set the mood by bringing along some nice tunes by Lacy, Monk, and Ellington. Roswell Rudd doesn't sound bad here by a long shot, but he's not in absolute top form, and some Steve Lacy fans will not cheer the presence of his longtime singer Irene Abey on two cuts. The CD Monk's Dream isn't the equal of Lacy and Rudd's classics School Days and Trickles. Yeah, so? Are they obliged to top themselves? No. Is this music plenty good as it stands? You already know the answer is yes.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing.